a Eucharistic miracle moment based on the archives of Blessed Carlo Acutis. In the 14th century, in the small village of Bonneau, France, there was a Eucharistic miracle that occurred on Easter Sunday, March 31, 1331, at the first Mass of the day, which was offered by Hugues de la Baume, the vicar of Bonneau. During Mass, one of the last people to receive communion was a woman named Jacquette, the widow of Reginald de Foix. The priest placed the host on her tongue, turned, and started walking toward the altar. He did not notice that a particle from the host fell and landed upon a cloth that covered the woman's hands. Thomas Caillot, who was assisting at the Mass, went to the altar and said, "Father, you must return to the rail because the body of our Lord fell from the mouth of this lady onto the cloth." The priest immediately went to the woman, still kneeling at the railing, but instead of finding the host on the cloth, he saw a small spot of blood. When Mass was over, the priest took the cloth into the sacristy and placed the stained area in a basin filled with clear water. After washing the spot and scrubbing it numerous times, he found that it had become darker and larger, reaching about the size and shape of a host. Moreover, the water in the basin turned bloody. Later, the cloth was approved as a relic to be venerated and continues to be adored today. Jesus is truly present in the Eucharist. This communication was sponsored by John Leap's Evangelization. For more information on Eucharistic miracles, please visit therealpresence.org. This message was brought to you by your local Catholic radio station. God bless, and Ave Maria.